Okay, today's Gemara is Erev and Daf Lamed Zayin, and this is one of the sugyas in Shas. It already started on yesterday's Daf, and that's the sugya of Breira, one of the largest sugyas in Shas. The Yam Shel Shlomo has a separate section in his Sefer, all about Dinei Breira, pages and pages. Again, the sugya that comes up again in Erevin and Beitza and many other places. What is Breira? Breira about, meaning a future event, Birur is something that is not clear at T1, but it will become clear at T2, whether we see the roots of that already at T1. When something is mevurar, do we then see it that is it is clear? So that came up here in the Gemara based on yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on Daf Lamed Vav about Masna Adam Ali Ruvo, where the person can make a tnai about his Eruv, and say, if I'm not sure where the Nachrim are going to come from, then I'm going to have to run away. I'm not sure where the Chacham is going to come from, and I'm going to have to run to the Chacham to be able to hear the Shir. So is he allowed to make a Tanai that whatever happens in the future, then I'll decide, and then it will become clear which one I'm going to. And the Gemara spoke about the Mishnah versus Ayo. Could you have two different conditions? Could you have one condition? And then the Gemara brought up a couple of cases that are always brought up relating to Breira. The case of Halokeach Yain Miben Akusim, brought up in 10 times all over Shas. If somebody wants to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maestris, and they either don't have a Kli or they don't have time, whatever it is, and they have to do it on the spot without doing the actual Afrasha, what do you do? That is one discussion of Breira. The other discussion of Breira is two women, Shtei Nashim. The Mishnah says in Kinim that Lakhu es Kinehem Be'eruv, they brought their kan, their pair of birds that they're chayav Be'eruv. What does that mean? Beshutfis. They brought the birds Beshutfis. Or Oshen Nasnu Kinehem, or Demei Kinehem, Lakohen, or they gave the money. Ezesh, here's a coin, Yakrav Ola, and the coin could take all the money and be Makrav and Ola and the Chatas for each of the women and decide which birds are going to be the women's later on. So again, is that an issue of Breira? So that's that was the second case that Gemara brought up, among other cases. So let's talk a little bit about Breira. Again, it's a huge topic. Some of the local issues we will touch on. But again, we could have many shiurim regarding the issues of Breira. Again, first of all, Breira comes up in many different contexts. It comes up here by Erev Tchumen, right? Which side do you want to go on? It comes up by Get. A man has two women, two wives that have the same name. And he says, write get for whoever comes out of my house first. Right? So something like that. So again, it's not mavura at the time that he said it. It's going to become mavura later. So is that does that work? Yerusha, Breira comes up. Right? That when somebody dies, is there Yerusha? Do we already foresee the chilek earlier in the time period? Minu yankar on Pesach, hachana for muksa, it comes up, right, on Beitza Daf Yud. There are many different contexts where it comes up. So this is a machlokas tanoim and a machlokas haposkim, whether we hold yesh breira or ein breira. It's fascinating, there's no source given. It's all based on svara. No source given ever in Shas for the sugya of Breira. But this is a machlokas. Yesh Breira, do we see the roots already in the past? And again, this is similar to other halachas of Kol HaOmed, something that is going to happen. Do you see it ki'ilu? It has already happened. Kol HaOmed Lizro Kazarik Dami, Kol HaOmed Livzer Kabatzer Dami, but that's a little different, because there, do we say that right now with ki'ilu it happened already? Here, it's different. Here, it's that once something happens, once something is clarified, do we see that clarification then in the past? Right? The two sugyas that are closer to Breira and overlapping a little bit, but the Rishonim are machalik between them, and they have to figure out exactly what the difference is Asmachta and Tanai. Asmachta, Tanai, and Breira. Again, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and others already talk about what the difference between Tanai and Breira. That's not the topic for today. Maybe another time. But that's one, because I can make a Tanai. So again, this is going to be clarified. If it's going to rain tomorrow, then I'll be married. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, so that sounds like Breira. Or Asmachta. Asmachta means I commit today based on a future event that may or may not happen. So that also is a similar to this world of Breira. But again, this is that's the Rishonim deal with the different kinds of chilukim between the two. Again, there are many chilukim between Yesh Breyer Ein Breyer, the first Ran in the fifth parak in Nedarim, and Ashutfen, Adap Mem Hei, has a very long discussion of trying to put together all the different Gemaras. Some give the impression of Yesh Breyer, some give the impression of Ein Breyer. Many chilukim are given, some of them are given in our Gemara already on the Lamed Zayin Mabes. Do you say there's a chiluk between Daraisa and Darabana? That's what we seem to paskin. But Daraisa, we say Ein Breyer, and Bidrabana, we say Yesh Breyer. And even within that, we say, is that a bona fide chiluk daraisa derabanan, or does that just mean lechumra and lekula? Let's say you could have a derabanan that's saying midaraisa would be a kula. What if you say midaraisa saying ein brera would be a chumra? So do you say that? Does it really mean chumra or kula, or does it mean really daraisa or derabanan? If you say, again, just asking some of the questions that come up, and then we'll get to some specifics relating to our sugya. If you say, Yesh Breira, what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Rebbe Chanan has a lashon, among other achronim. It's ki'ilu, or he says in Beitza, in Sim Lamed Hei, Laman Damar Yesh Breira, ha'asid mochiach al ha'avar. The future is mochiach on the avar, on what already is present. Mochiach al ha'avar. So even within Yesh Breira, there is a question that's called in Lamdis, Mikanu Lahaba Lamafreya or Lamafreya Lamafreya. What does that mean? Do we say that Mikanu Lahaba Lamafreya, once you get to T2, then you can look back and say the root started at T1? Is that what it means, Mikanu Lahaba Lamafreya? Or do you say Lamafreya Lamafreya? Once T2 happens, so then even from the perspective of T1, not just T2 looking back, but even from the perspective of T1, we rewrite history. That's what Lamafreya Lamafreya means. So again, does Yesh Breira, does that mean Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya or Lamafreya Lamafreya? Right, that's a question. That lashon of Asid Mochiach Ala Avar is not 100% clear, because it could be only once you're in the Asid, then you're Mochiach Ala Avar, and not Mamish when you're in the Avar. Good. Lamanda Amar Ein Breira is also a question. So for example, how much do we say Ein Breira means nothing happened, or something happened that's not Mavura? Like in this case, the first case that's brought up here on Daf Lamed Zayin, Shnei Lugin Shani Asur LaHafresh. The person says he bought wine mi bein hakusim, and Rashi's pshat is that he doesn't have any kalim to be mafresh the truma and the meiser in. So what's he supposed to do? He wants to drink it. He doesn't have any kalim. Others say that it means he doesn't have enough time. So the person says, Tu Lugin Shani Asur LaHafresh Harehein Truma. When I'm going to be mafresh, that should be truma. Asura meiser rishon. That he could drink. They asser. Why? Why did they asser? So we think it means because of Ein Breira. Later on we know maybe it's for other reasons, but Ein Breira. So what does that mean that you're not allowed to do this? So Tosfos on Amud Beis, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Ella, has two deyos, whether Ein Breira and therefore it's all still Tevel, as if he did nothing. You try to be mafresh, but there's nothing. Ein Breira. You can't do it, and therefore you can't have a chalos that's chal on a suffix. And therefore, Ein Breira. Or do you say, it is chal, it's just not mavurar? That's what Tosfos said later on. Umeharim afarish, di taima derbi shimin, mishum de Ein Breira, asi shapir. Tevade haisa achas mein truma. Umutra koin laachlan. Viavagat Ein Breira, techad minayu vadai truma. One of them is vadai truma. So it sounds like that it is two days. Another Rishonim also discuss this also. How do you look at Ein Breira? Okay, that's a couple of general points of Ein Breira. And again, just one other point that I wanted to mention, Chilukim. That our Gemara mentions Daraisa Drabanan Chilukim, but there are many other Chilukim as well in terms of Breira, the types of Chilukim that you say. Do you say there's a difference between Tali Bedas Acherim and Tali Bedas Atzmo? So Abaya says in Gittin, if it's Tali Bedas Acherim, then you say Yesh Breira, because you're totally relying on others, and you totally give out your Das. Tali Bedas Atzmo, and it's not Mavura right now, that's a Reasa. Then you say Ein Breira. Maybe there's a Chilukim between something that's Vaday going to be Mizbarer, and Suffolk that is going to be Mizbarer. Right, that according to some is the chilek between Tanai and Breira, but that's another chilek. Some say Dvarim Kalim versus Dvarim Chamurim. That's the das of Beis Shammai in one place. So again, there are many different chilukim that are made within the world of Breira to try to put some of the sources together. Okay, two specific issues that come up relating to our sugya, the Kinim case. Kinim case, the Mishnah in Kinim is spoken about here. So again, what happens? Two women that buy their birds, and they want to give it to a Kohen to be Yotzei their Chiyuvim that they have to bring the birds for. So what happens? assuming that the Kohen is going to make the decision for them, this seems to be a case of Breira. Seems to be a case of Breira. That's what the Gemara asks here. Rabbi Yossi seems to say Ein Breira in the previous case of the wine, but he seems to say Yesh Breira here, because this is Rabbi Yossi talking in this Mishnah, and it says the Kohen could do whatever he wants, right? And therefore, Eze Sheyirtza Kohen Yakrav Ola, Ula Eze Sheyirtza Yakrav Chantos. So isn't that based on Breira? Rashi, La Eze Menakinim Sheyirtza Beis HaPrados Yakrav Ola L'Shtei Nashim Veskana Echad Yakrav L'Shtein Chatos L'Shtei Nashim. Right, take a pair of the birds and do Ola's pair of the birds and Chatos, and therefore each one comes out to be for the specific women. So that's the case. So many Rishonim and the Achronim ask on a Yesod of the Rishonim why this should be Breira. Right? Rishonim say the following Yesod. We'll say it from the Tosfos in Temura, Dav Lamed, and the Ritva also notes this in Yuma Daf Nun Hey. The following question, again, Tosfos and Temura, Lamed Amid Aleph asks, Yesh lo tamua, if you hold of Yesh Breira, if you hold that you can clarify something in a future and put it back in the past. So Yesh lo tamua, so why can't you, whenever you have a mixture of Isser and Heter, take out a piece and say, this is the Dvar Isser, and the other rest of the item is Mutter? Unbelievable Kashi, you know there's an answer to that question. Yesh lo tamua, da'acha mashma de'im oser, Isser mura beheter, No tell ha iser visom chenal breira lomer shezeu ha iser shenestalik v'lachein v'chein he quotes our case lokeach yain v'ben akusim shnei luka shereyasi lahafrish and whatever you take out later that's going to be the truma and he quotes v'chein had gimel shalachu kineim b'shutfis our case umeis achaz man similar so v'yim kain v'kol iser hamurav v'heter nismocha breira v'nishkol kishir ha iser v'idach lishteru. So why don't you say, whenever you have an Isser that's Ma'anis Ariv Beheter, take out a piece, says that, say that's the Isser and the rest is Mutter. Say Breira. V'chein Zvachem Shenis Arvu B'shar Niskal. In that case, we have all the animals that got mixed up. V'yamai, why do you have to let them all die? Nihita Ba'alei Chaim Chashivi V'lo Batli Mikol Makom Nishkol Chad Minah V'idach Lishteru. So says the Tosfos, and this again, this is said by other Rishonim too, said by the Ritva in Maseches Yuma. V'yomer Mori Klal Gadol B'din Zeh Devadai. No, if it is ready mavur beforehand, what's Isser and what's Mutter? And then it got mixed up. You can't just say whatever you take out is going to be the Dvar Isser. You have no idea that Isser was already Nikar beforehand. You don't rely on Breira. Kivin shataru v'so, haya b'Isser. Avalhani taruvasan beheter. What's the case over there in Temura? No, it was an usher until it was in the Taroves. Kia Isser lohoy mavur called in Taroveso. Ula achar Taroves no lada Isser az samchinan abreira. And that's what the Ritva says in Yuma Daf Nun Hey, and that's also what the Ma'ari Kirkus says. If you see the Ma'ari Kirkus in Meiser, Perak Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, he says the same idea. V'Rabbeinu Sover, explaining the Rambam, Devadei b'drabanan yesh breira, Ela shu mafarish, Shemasha anu matzrichim la'aser chatzi chelko demai. The case there that I'm talking about is where somebody harvested grapes for himself and an Am Ha'aretz, and then he was ma'aser his half. So before he gives it to the Am Ha'aretz, he might have to be ma'aser the other half too, because it was considered his beforehand, if you say Ein Breira. So he says there, right, but it's you machmir to say, since it was mavura mitchila, you don't say that's not the regular rules of Breira. So if that's true, ask the Achronim, what about in our case of the birds? Right, wasn't it clear before, and each woman brought their money, and it was mavura beforehand? And now the Gemara is applying Breira once the money is mixed up. Isn't that a problem? Because it wasn't that Isser or Bailus was not Nikar until it became Betaroves. Unless you say, the Achronim say, what you have to answer is that's when you have two different objects. You have something that's Usser, that's something that's Mutter. Two different objects clearly that got mixed up together. Here they brought their money, but they combined it. And before anything had importance, there was separate, the birds were separated, l'shem Mishahu, right? It wasn't that they designated birds beforehand, before it got mixed up, right? All of them were, all of these birds were related to both of them. They combined their money to be one conglomerate before anything was halach significance. And therefore the Achronim explained that this would not be a violation of that klal. It wasn't that it was nikar beforehand. Yes, while they were walking to the Beis HaMikdash, you could say each of the money belonged to them, but then they put it all in one pot and they said, okay, whatever, this whole pile is for both of us, right? So therefore it's considered as if it was ever never nikar in the first place. Number one point on our Gemara. Number two, our Gemara asks, doesn't that case prove Reira? And the Gemara answers, Kisha Hisnu. It's a case of Hisnu. What does that mean? Where the women themselves said that whichever one, the coin is makriv, it should be mine and it should be yours. They made it tonight. That's what Rashi says. They asked Tosfos, isn't that Breira also? Vikasha, Lepirusha. The Hainu Breira Gemur, that is Breira. They made a t'nai that whichever one the Kohen takes, that's Breira. Shetola Badasa Kohen. Sheoso Sheyaaseh, Yisbar, or Yaaseh, that he will do. Yisbarer Shehushala. The key mention is Arvu Hakinin, Efshar Klau, below Breira. So why isn't Rashi also relying on Breira? The Gemara tried to say, oh, it's not Breira, because that's a case of Hisnu. So Tosfos argued. Tosfos says, what do you mean? So that's why Tosfos gives his own shot. Tosfos says, it must be, Vinira Lui Lafarish. Totally different pshat of the Gemara. There was never any mix-up. At the time that they bought the birds, they said, this is mine, this is yours. Or they gave the money to the Kohen. Nasu demekinam lekoin be'eruv. V'nasam lamochir. Pish b'shas lekicha. Kan zelazu v'kan zelazu. V'nimsa. Shalodis arvu akinim elamos. The kinim never were mixed up at all. So then the Gemara then tells us, so what's the Chiddush then? If the birds were never mixed up at all, what's the Chiddush? So you might say, you might have made a gzera of Hisnu Atulo Hisnu. Okay, that's the Tosfos, totally different shot. But how do you explain the Rashi? It's not a case, question of Breira. So they say it's similar to what the Ritva says here. The Ritva says here, Breira is when you want to have something come back in the past, as we've said. But here, the women don't need it to come back in the past. Right, when you want to drink the wine, you need it to be already afrasha of truma, you need it to be the status of truma, even at T1. By Erev Tchumin, you want the Erev ready to be chal in the past, when Shabbos started. But here, when the women bring their karbanos, there's no need for it to have already been labeled as this woman's karban the couple hours ago. Whenever the Kohen decides, at that moment, it's labeled. You don't need bravery, you don't need anything to go in the past. So the Ritva has that possibility also. Not for Rashi, but he has that possibility. V'yesha pirish, hacha mayaskina shehisnu, shein lachu kineyem be'eriv mamish. Aval hisnu be'neyem mitchila, shelo tizke achas mehen, b'shum kan ba'olam. Each one, they bought it together, but they said nobody should get respective rights to any of these kanim until the Kohen decides. Ad shivaro sama Kohen. Umisha shivaro sama Kohen ve'elach tachos chusas zechusam ba'oso kan shabirem ka Kohen. But you don't need it to go backwards. And therefore, says the Ritva, it's not an issue. The kodem akrav and isbar kana shal kalachas me'osa shal ve'elach. Again, me'osa shal ve'elach zachso b'kan shala. So if you're not going backwards, so then you don't need it to rely on Breira. So that's an important machlokas Rashi Tosfos. How does Hisnu solve the problem? One final point, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam in Psuli HaMukdashim here quotes the Mishnah without quoting Hisnu, without quoting the condition of that the Gemara says, and asked the Kesef Mishnah, asked the Mari Kirkus, how could the Rambam not quote it? That's what the Gemara says is the basis for allowing it. The Rama Paskin Zain Breira by Daraisis. Right there, Kesef Mishnah says, the Avagad Debar Kalma Arvin Boilo Chuchim Hachad Rabbi Yosi Zavar Yesh Breira Umukilak Misha Hisnu Rabbeinu Posek. And the Rama says himself, Paskins in other places Ain Breira, like where? In Trumos Aleph Chaf Aleph. And if you look in Trumos, just one example where the Rambam discusses it in Aleph Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says, just to find it, the Rambam says, "Bamed v'ramamurim be'eretz Yisrael, sha'maisr shal Torah b'shal Torah ein breira." Avalam lachu sade besuria holo maisr shami devrim afilu chalko agadish chalko shogai patur miklum. So he says, "Bidaraisa ein breira." Pasuns like that chilik. So ask the Kesef Mishnah. So here, he pasuns ein breira. Say, how could it be that he doesn't even quote the language of Hisnus? The Yamshal Shlomo leaves it b'tzarachin. So says the Meiri here on our Gemara, and says the Kesef Mishnah right there. It's understood. Once the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, the Rambam quotes our Gemara, and he quotes though Rav Chisda, right, where the Gemara says is the Chiddush Let's just read the Rambam. Shnayim shalachu kinyan be'erif. O shenasu demi kinyan be'lekoin. Ze'eza sheyirtza ha'koin yakrev chatos. Ule'eza sheyirtza yakrev ola. Whichever one. She'ein ha'konim isparashim ela belakichas ha'bailim o ba'asiyas ha'koin. Because after all, the kinim are only labeled when the owners buy the birds or when the koin is makrev the birds. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Miri says that implicit in that lashon is that it's kilu they made a t'nai, that the koin is going to figure it out when he is ma'afresh them. V'chim v'chakein kasha al rabbeinu sh'ay lo lomar k'shis numayri. V'yesh lomar, says the Kesef Mishnah, da'amrinan Allah ihachi ma'ila me'imra, quotes our Gemara, k'mash l'kid Rav Chisda, and therefore, ein sarach lahasnos, ela afa gav delo hisnu k'hisnu dami. Because the Rav Chisda is quoted here, that's because everybody has that das. Everybody has that in mind. And that's what the Mari Kirkus also says, V'efshashu mafarish hisnu k'divei Rashi, v'ein sarach lebreira, ki lohu kru hakinim v'shum nis'ar, v'u ela lachu be'erev toni, v'lav davka kamar shehisnu, ela hariyu ki'ilu hisnu kamar, t'vadai ritzonam kein. This is their ratzon. So again, the Rambam doesn't have to quote it, but he really means it. Again, these are just a couple of smaller points on this sugya, but again, breira is a major, major topic.